Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
We are special breakfast people here at Pantsuit Politics, but not just when Beth and I are on the road. The truth is, I want something warm from the oven every Saturday morning and Sunday morning. It's just the truth. It makes it feel special, makes it feel exciting. I don't want to work at it. So the first time I ever saw Wild Grain, which is bake from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries, I was obsessed. You guys, I've been a member for over a year. It's amazing. It's so easy. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less, no thawing required. You can fully customize your Wild Grain box. You can choose any combination of breads, pastas, pastries. You can even build a box of only breads, only pastas, or only pastries if you'd like. And for a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box, plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit to start your subscription. Sometimes I make one single croissant just for me because I want to feel special, and they're so good. You heard me. Free croissants in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/pantsuit. That's wildgrain.com/pantsuit. Or you can use promo code pantsuit at checkout.
The votes are in.
We have a new president.
This is Sarah, and I'm an American.
This is Beth, and I'm an American.
You're listening to Pantsuit Politics.
No shouting, no insults, plenty of nuance. Hello, our friends. We are obviously in a very raw way connecting for the first time on the phone post-election, and we wanted to get something out to all of you who have reached out to us, and I wish that we had the capacity to personally respond to every message that we've been receiving. We will over time, but this was the best way for us to connect with you and, you know, try to help everybody process what has happened in the last 24 hours. Before we do that, I do think it's important, Sarah, for me to say congratulations to you on your local victory. And I know that you worked tirelessly, and I am really, really happy that your community is going to put you to work for them.
Yeah, I'm really excited. I won about 4,054 votes, something like that. I did really well. I hung up there with the incumbents. I'm the only new person on the city commission, and I'm really excited. And it feels really heavy. You know, last night I felt like it feels like sort of the first time, you know, you take on a new responsibility. You know, I remember when I got a dog for the first time, and when you have kids, and it just feels like I feel a lot of responsibility to the people who voted for me. It's an incredible thing, but a big thing that I'm just still trying to wrap my brain around. And for all of you guys, you know, I told everybody, I tried to walk through the different scenarios, and I honestly didn't think through what happens if I win, and so does Donald Trump. And I'm still trying to wrap my brain around that. But for me, you know, I think two things I realized last night is, you know, I don't ever want to feel like I felt last night again. I put too many eggs in one basket, and I like being a Democrat and I like being a political person, but it is not the core of who I am. It is not my identity. And I think I got, you know, for a lot of reasons, running for office, doing the show, everything got swept up in that. And I had to hit like a seriously Buddhist place where in the middle of the night, I just had to remember that, you know, no matter what's important stays the same. And no matter what, you know, everybody is complex and everybody is more than their political beliefs. And people cast their ballots for Donald Trump and then move down the ballot and cast their votes for me. And I take that seriously. And it gives me hope. And it reminds me that, you know, nobody is the sum of their parts. And we all, you know, I also told Bren, texted me this morning, and I went to.
What's the best mattress for you? Well, if you're an egg or a kitten, check out the competition. But if you're a human person, put your body on a Nectar mattress. As well as award-winning layers of comfort, you can sleep easy knowing you got incredible value. Mattresses start at just $499, and you get hundreds of dollars in accessories thrown in, as well as a 365-night home trial and a forever warranty. Go to NectarSleep.com.
I love slip-on sneakers, but you cannot wear slip-on sneakers without socks, and slip-on sneakers are not as cute if you wear socks that show. And there are so many no-show socks that don't show, but they also slip. And that is annoying. To perform at your best, you need to feel your best from head to toe. Features has solely focused on engineering innovative, high-performance socks for almost 20 years. They've created a sock with a custom-like fit to prevent these types of issues that conventional socks have. No more bunching, slipping, friction, or blisters. Multiple cushion levels from ultralight to max cushioning for unsurpassed performance.
I'm wearing my Features as we record today, and I have noticed today I've walked around my house quite a bit. I love to do like walking cardio exercises in my house, and it is so frustrating when my socks slip halfway down my foot in the middle. And so far, these things have not budged. I'm wearing the light cushion level today. It's very, very comfortable and just perfect for everything that I need to do. Features are engineered to help you achieve your best every day, whether you're working out or on the go. Targeted compression acts like a hug around the arch of your foot, keeping the sock in place and preventing it from bunching, slipping, or sliding down into your shoe. The anatomical design conforms to the left-right shape of the foot, creating a custom-like fit that keeps the sock in place so you can focus on your workout. Work out harder, recover faster, get stronger, run faster, and look great doing it. Plus, there's a lifetime guarantee. Features are so durable and long-lasting that if you're unsatisfied at any point, they'll give you a replacement pair. No questions asked.
See why Features has quickly become the number one running sock in America. For listeners of Pantsuit Politics, you can receive $10 off your first pair of Features by going to features.com and using our code Pantsuit. That's $10 off your first pair when you go to FEETURES.com and enter promo code Pantsuit at checkout. Again, that's features.com and use our code Pantsuit to get 10% off your first pair of Features.
Where I often go when I'm sort of panicky, which I definitely was last night. I went to Lin-Manuel Miranda's Facebook or Twitter feed. And the first thing somebody said, I bet Lin-Manuel is moving to Canada. And he said, fuck that. I love this country and there's more work to do than ever. No offense, Canada, which I thought was really great. And then he said, go through all the stages tonight. You are allowed to feel however you like. Take stock of your heart. See you tomorrow. We are all still here. We are all still here. We are all still here. And that's just, you know, you win some and you lose some, and America is bigger than one election. And I believe that to my core. And that's what I keep trying to tell myself.
Well, I think it's very courageous of you, Sarah, to start this way, because I know that a lot of people are right now just in this mode where we can't hear anything other than fear and alarmism and despair. Mm-hmm. And I've been wrestling since about 3 o'clock this morning when I finally sort of came to terms with what was happening. I mean, I am genuinely shocked. You know, I've been like completely unstressed about this. I was mm-hmm. totally prepared to see Hillary Clinton in a blowout, to see the Republican Party decimated, and to wake up today thinking through my role in sort of how do you rebuild a principled conservative movement? Mm-hmm. And I still feel like what I'm trying to think through today is how to build a principled conservative movement. Yeah. I almost, this is a worst result for, I think, those of us who feel as I do as well. I don't take mm-hmm. any comfort. I think that the worst thing that could happen to the Republican Party was complete control of the government. And I am concerned about that, but I want to acknowledge, like, I keep thinking through what is the thing to say right now to express empathy and acknowledgement, to really see people and the emotions that they have and where they are, and to not offer platitudes that are based on my privilege. Because, you know, my husband mm-hmm. and I were talking this morning, and I said, look, you and I are going to be fine. We don't like this, but it's a lot more philosophical than anything else for us. There are people who don't feel that. And mm-hmm. maybe some of that has been blown out of proportion, maybe not, but that's not mine to judge. People feel yeah. what they feel. And so I want to make room for people to feel what they feel. I also want to offer the same sentiment that you do, that I have believed for months now that America is bigger than this election. I still believe that. And I also want to make sure that we don't inadvertently make the things that got us here worse in our reaction.
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking, and I know this is cliche, but I keep thinking about John Kennedy and the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. The reaction to this election has always scared me more than the election itself, no matter what the outcome. And I have that concern today that the fear that we're all feeling could be worse than what is actually coming. Because honestly, we have said from the beginning, we don't know that Donald Trump believes any of this.
No.
I mean, Chad said this morning, Donald Trump is an actor and an entertainer. We yeah. don't know who he's going to be as president.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't. And I told, you know, Griffin cried so hard when I told him this morning. And it was so hard. And I just said, look, you know, this country is bigger than one election. And it will be okay. And we have all kinds of protections in place to, you know, prevent Donald Trump from, I mean, he's not, we didn't elect Donald Trump king last night.
That's right.
And I know he acts like that, but to my core, I really think that Donald Trump, should he abuse his power, will only be in the service of his own ego. And I don't think that will probably take very long. And I think he'll probably get in trouble for it. So, I mean, I don't, and again, it's so easy for me to say, like you said, from the place of privilege, but, you know, it's not just, you know, minorities that feel disrespected by this election. I'm looking at Ann Helen Peterson's place that piece up right now that says, this is how much America hates women. I fully intended to feel this morning like half of the population was finally included in the conversation. And that's not the case. And I'm devastated that America took the opportunity to first elect the first woman president and said no. I don't think it's, you know, we just, you know, I hear, we can't say for months, love Trump's hate, and then get on Facebook and say, I hate the middle of the country. We can't do that. And we can't say, share George W. Bush or George Herbert Walker Bush's, you're our president letter to Bill Clinton now, and then say, he's not my president. Like, I just don't know what, I don't know. It's the walk. I've always struggled with him. Where do you say, like, you can't say that? That's, you have to draw a line in the sand, and my values won't allow me to support this. When at the same time, allowing for some nuance. I mean, when I said the universe was testing us with Donald Trump, I really didn't know how far they were going to take it. Let's put it that way. I mean, and we have so many listeners who are just so raw and so upset and feel like America has cast a ballot to say that they hate them and they're not welcome here. And look, some people did. Let's not clean this up. Some people cast votes for Donald Trump because they hate people that look different than them and they hate women. And that is true, but not everybody did. You know, I keep thinking about this woman who takes care of Felix every day, and she's been amazing in our daycare, and she takes care of all three of my kids, and she is the most beautiful, wonderful woman. And I know she supported him. I've seen it all over Facebook. I know she's a loving, caring person. And I just think I think that there's a part of America.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Can I get something off my chest? Every day I feel a little pang of sadness because I think about Griffin going away to college. Y'all, he's a freshman in high school. This is not healthy or normal. This is why I have it on my list of things to talk to my therapist about. We all carry around these things, big and small. When we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us. Therapy is a safe space to get these things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapist anytime for no additional charge. You gotta get it off your chest. And you can get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/pantsuit today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/pantsuit. Just finished A Court of Thorns and Roses and craving another fantasy world to devour? Dipsy's got you. Dive into spicy enemies to lovers' tales or embark on an epic romance between immortal fae and sworn foes. They've got fantasy romance stories perfect for your morning walk, late night, or long bath. Dipsy is an app full of short, spicy audio stories. They bring scenarios to life with immersive soundscapes and realistic characters. Discover stories about second chance romances, adventurous vacation flings, and hot and heavy hookups. And there's a growing library of fantasy series with werewolves, Greek gods and goddesses, Regency era historical fiction, and fairy smut to explore the bounds of your pleasure. New content is released every week, so in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. For listeners of the show, Dipsy is offering an extended 30-day free trial when you go to dipsystories.com/pantsuit. That's 30 days of full access for free when you go to dipseastories.com/pantsuit. dipsystories.com/pantsuit.
If you're looking for a very quick, salon-quality, but not salon-priced manicure, Olive & June has you covered. We've talked about Olive & June's Mani system before. It has everything that you need for a professional manicure in one box. Salon-grade tools. Your choice of 6 polishes. Those polishes are going to last you for 7 days or more. The cost breaks down to about $2 a manicure. Olive & June also has press-ons if you want. What I love, though, is that Olive & June each season is coming out with new colors, and I just got a set of spring and summer colors in quick dry polish. And they say this dries in about a minute. It seemed dry to me in about 30 seconds. It was not kidding about being quick dry. I also love the light colors in this set. There is a huge range. My favorite one is called Kitten. It's like a pinkish gray. The quick dry polish gives you full coverage in 1 or 2 coats. It lasts for more than 5 days, and it is offered in more than 40 cruelty-free and vegan polishes. Olive & June just understands what's happening in our lives, that we need to move quickly, but we want to look great and feel great and have fun in the process. Visit oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/pantsuit for 20% off your first Mani system.
Who sees it going one direction, and maybe we're just getting there a little too quickly for the rest of America. And I don't think that means they don't want to get there, at least a lot of them. I just think it's coming a little too fast. And I don't know. I can't look at people and say we have to slow down the march for your rights. That's absurd. And I don't mean that. I just, you know, people are complicated. They're not just their votes for Donald Trump.
There's so much to unpack in what happened, like, that I just can't make sense of based on any one indicator.
Yeah.
If you think about the fact that President Obama's approval rating is soaring right now.
Wow.
And that fact alone, plus we had really strong turnout from the Hispanic population.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that if you put all these pieces together, it does not a Trump presidency make. And so I don't know that it's even possible today to say anything credible about why or how. The one thought that occurred to me immediately last night, again, as this started to become, I mean, I'm on Twitter last night saying, everybody take a breath. It's fine. It's early. All the states are breaking the way they always break. The states that matter are later. And then it just kind of like a car accident unfolded in front of me. And the only thing that I could think is that I think a key assumption in all the analysis in this election was that race would be a more dispositive factor for people than gender. I don't see how we get this result if men of color did not support Donald Trump in numbers greater than we think. And I could be completely off about that, but just as I look at every piece of this, it says to me that gender is at least as motivating a force, if not more, from the male side, and a much less motivating force for women than we would have thought, because Donald Trump had to win Republican women, had to win white women overwhelmingly last night, I think, for this to have happened.
Well, and here's some what else I mean when I think about putting too many eggs in one basket. The Democratic Party cannot continue to, you know, we have that beautiful commercial they put out that we are Democrats. And one of it says, we believe in each other. We don't believe one leader will save us. But that's not really what our strategy looks like, is it? It doesn't really look like we weren't depending on one person to save us. We were depending on Hillary Clinton to save us, because we have now lost control of every branch of government, including most of the state houses. And that is a failure of the Democratic Party. That is, you know, this sorting that's going on. And I want to, you know, listen, I'm not the best person to talk to, because I live around people that are different than me. And I think it's important. I don't think it's just important so the Democratic Party can win. I think it's important for our nation. I think it's important that we live and love and respect people different from us and come into contact with them on regular occasions. And something is lost when we don't. And, you know, my friend Michelle got on and she was like, okay, Democrats, it's time to move. Ohio looks lovely. Florida is very sunny. Like, you know, it can't continue like this, where we just all sort ourselves into big, huge parts of the nation and hate each other. I don't want to do this. And, you know, the Democratic Party wasn't filling the ballot down the ballot as well as it should. And it was just paying attention to the presidency and the whole, you know, and I kept thinking a couple times, Matt Iglesias kept talking about like how much trouble the Democratic Party is in, even if they win the presidency. And I just kept thinking, well, what if we don't? There's no check. Like, that's really scary, and that we can't blame that on other people. I'm sorry. We just can't.
I think Steve Schmidt had one of the lines of the night when he said that what this election tells you is that the red parts of the country are getting redder and the blue parts are getting bluer, and we're not meeting in the middle now, which partially I think is true. As we start to look at numbers more closely, like some Democrats had to vote for Donald Trump last night. You know, I mean, it's a weird situation, and I'm not sure if we're going to get credible exit polling on this either, because I think what people will report might be different than what they actually did on their ballots. So let's try to end on sort of a what is to be done or hoped for note. I guess what, like, here's my short list. I wish for a President Trump to be a different person than the person who campaigned, and I think that is possible.
I do too.
I wish for President Trump to say, you know what, I ran against both parties, and now I am going to appoint a team of rivals and a team of the most competent people I can find. And I wish for those people to say yes when their country calls on them, because their country needs them right now. And I wish for President Trump and the House and the Senate to focus on the agenda that we hoped of President Clinton would, you know, a bipartisan agenda of criminal justice reform, a budget, infrastructure investment. Some of those things are possible, given that I think Trump is closer to the Democratic position on some of those things than the Republican position. So I am going to be hopeful because, as Brooke Castillo says, I can fight with reality all day and reality's going to win. And so for me, the best thing is to continue to say, what personally can I do to get engaged in my government? And I'm going to hope for the best and pray for the best and continue to try to let all of our listeners who might be fearful today know that I don't want you to ever be afraid in your own country.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel unloved because of your color or your country of origin or who you love and who loves you back and how you organize your family. You know, we are a nation that will embrace you. And I firmly do not believe that the American people are going to take us as many steps backwards as this result might indicate. And I'm just going to hope for the best.
And, you know, I just, we're bigger than one election, and the reality of Donald Trump, I'm a writer. I believe in the power of words. I do. And I believe that they're important. But the only good news is, like you said, that's all we have from Donald Trump. Truly. We don't really know what he'll do. And our democracy is intact. And for the most part, and it's like I'm full in Lin-Manuel Miranda. We have to feel what we're going to feel. And I'm so sorry for every single one of us that feels like this election was a referendum on who they are. I'm so sorry. But feel that. I kept thinking last night about like going full Hamilton, thinking back of all the Americans who faced, terrible, awful things that felt like we have a population that are the descendants of slaves. You know, there are Americans that faced much worse than the election of Donald Trump and who knew for a fact that their country hated them and treated them like chattel. And we've made progress, and this might feel, like we've lost some of that progress, and in some ways we have. But, I posted yesterday for the suffragettes that you don't break the chain. You don't break the chain. You plant seeds in a garden you don't ever get to see. And you do not break the chain. And you keep fighting, and you keep standing up for those who can't stand up for themselves, and you stay involved and you stay aware and you work hard, and you know that maybe maybe I'll never see a female president, and maybe we'll have to fight things we can't even understand at this point, but we're Americans. And I believe, again, America is bigger than this election, and I love all of our listeners, and I know you're hurting, but it's going to be okay.
The only thing I would add to that is that Jane, my daughter, who is 5, came into my bedroom this morning and asked me who won the presidency, and I told her, and we talked about how we hope that Donald Trump will take his role seriously now and be kind and respectful. And Jane said, perhaps he should call President Obama and ask him how to act. And I thought that was a good suggestion.
That's a good suggestion.
And then Jane said, Mommy, I think I would be an awesome president. And I said, you absolutely would, Jane. And I am not going to, for one second, saddle Jane with the baggage that I feel today,
Yeah.
And I think that that's important too, going forward, that this feels really, really big to people of certain ages. But Jane still believes that she could be an awesome president someday, and I'm not taking that away from her or anybody else. And I'm not going to give up on the idea that we'll see a woman president in our lifetime. I believe that we will. I think that we demand it. This takes me back to that the post that we did when we first found out about the Access Hollywood video stuff. I think it's time to just pantsuit up. I think everybody needs to get out there and we just say, you know what? This will happen because it has to happen.
We fight for our country. We weren't just, I wasn't you know, if I said a million times that I wasn't just voting for Hillary Clinton because she was a woman, but because she represented my values, those values are still intact. The values that I believe this country represents, which is kindness and acceptance and inclusion, those are still the same. My values have not changed. And it feels like our country's values have, but mine haven't, and I can still fight for mine as hard as I can. So yeah, it's time to pantsuit up.
Well, on that note, we will be back with you sometime. We haven't really figured out our post-election schedule. We've just kind of been surviving it day to day. But we will stay in touch. Thank you for reaching out to us. And listen, I know that some of you did not get what you wanted to hear out of what we just did in the past 20 minutes or so. And that's okay. We are processing along with you. Yeah, we're two people processing along with you. And as Sarah said, we love and respect and value every single person who has ever given us the privilege of being in your ears. And we hope that this community continues to be an example of what America can be. Until we talk with you again, keep it nuanced to home. Sarah and I have talked many times about our desire to age as gracefully as possible, and skincare is a huge piece of that. I spend a lot of time and money thinking about my skin, and I have added Ritual to my routine, which just gives me a lot of comfort. Ritual is here for us. They have created a wrinkle support skin supplement and conducted clinical studies, so we know it's working. They're taking the guesswork out of skincare. Ritual Hyacera is one of several Ritual products that I love. I take the daily multivitamin, I take a probiotic, and Hyacera is that once daily skincare supplement that is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and fine lines and increase skin smoothness in 90 days. I recently met a friend for the first time in person as opposed to online, and we were discussing the fact that I am 43, and she said, "I cannot believe how young you look." And I thought, thank you, Ritual, for that. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/pantsuit. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/pantsuit for 25% off. There's not much worse than a dry, itchy scalp. Also, when you get your hair colored and then it does not last as long as you and your stylist discussed, it could be that unfiltered, mineral-filled water is the culprit. Hard water is a leading cause of damaged hair and dry, irritated skin, and about 85% of the United States uses hard water, filled with dissolved minerals and added chlorine. That's where Canopy's new filtered shower head comes in. Canopy, known for their beauty hacks and reimagined humidifier, has revolutionized the filtered shower head. Dermatologists recommended this unique three-stage filtration system greatly reduces contaminants and odors in your shower water, leaving you with healthy hair and glowing skin. Best of all, the Canopy filtered shower head is hassle-free. Installation is a breeze, and its unique quick-release filter replacement feature allows for seamless filter replacement unlike any others on the market. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy filtered shower head purchase today with Canopy's hassle-free filter subscription. Even better, our listeners can use code PANTSUIT at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Hurry, your hair and skin will thank you.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. And they've even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit right. It's time to get your problems solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get 15% off your order with code PODCAST15.